it's a big day, a big occasion for the league, for the players, for everybody involved. And, you know, and as I say, the boys are way down there at the moment. They're up and down in Clare at 6 o'clock just to relax and get ready and get focused on the game in hand tomorrow.
Now, the Clare League, maybe people who don't observe the junior scene too closely maybe not be aware that the Clare League maybe don't have the sort of tradition, but the last few years they have been very much to the fore in this competition and will feel maybe somewhat unlucky not to have gone the whole way.
Yeah, well, to be fair to them, last year they played in Inishowen, and I'm not sure if it was in the quarterfinals or semifinals, and Inishowen beat them. And in the year previous they were beaten by the Junior League in Dublin, the AUL, to go on, and they went on and won at the semi-final stage. So, as I say, that, you know, people might think it's Clare, but, you know, at the end of the day, they've been to the semi-final twice in the last 3 years, and, you know, you've set up and take note of that. So, as I say, it'll not be an easy challenge tomorrow.
And how difficult is it for you to prepare for a game against a side like Clare? I mean, how much do you really know about them? How much does that influence your own game plan?
Well, when we won our quarter-final against NEC, what the first thing we did was, obviously, we had contacts in different parts that we spoke to in regards of teams that had already played them in the last year or two, and spoke to different people. And, you know, they give us a lot of them give us the same kind of information as about them in regards to their big physical side. You know, and a couple of ex-League of Ireland players and their panel, and, you know, they've had, I think it's Ring Valley Rangers have gone to the semi-final of the Junior Cup, so it gives you an idea of the quality of player they have down there. And, you know, as I say, I've spoke to 3 different people about them, and they've all come back and they're on the same kind of analysis on them in regards to what they are and how they play. So, you know, to be fair, we've got that done on them. You know, and saying that, it's all on the day. What you'd be told beforehand doesn't actually happen on the day, but sure, we've prepared for that way, and hopefully that'll be the precise, you know.
And fair to say, as the competition has gone on, I mean, you've really gathered momentum, and the players have really bought into things this season, the training sessions, and there's the belief there that you could go all the way.
Well, to be fair to the players last year, I think, you know, we didn't qualify last year, we were put out in goal difference by any show, moving on to one of them on the goal difference between us and them. And, you know, after that there, I sat down with the boys, and Tommy and Peter and Mark, and we sat down and we did up a plan. We give it to some of the executives of the league, and we wanted to give it another rattle. And doing that, we got all the boys bought into in early August. And we you know, obviously we lost people to the panel for one reason or another. And, you know, as I say, we got fitness training, we got Emma Rushton doing nutrition. We had a goalkeeping coach this year, Mickey McGlynn, was more hands-on with the sports science part of it. And, you know, to be fair to them, all the players have bought on. We've trained, you know, we trained once a week. 2 days a week, going up them to matches, and the clubs have been very good to us in that way, that they've released their players to us, which we were very grateful. But as the game has gone on, we're lucky enough in the semi-final, and we're not that naive to say the quarter-final. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got through family, so, you know, it's over 90 minutes now to get to something all out of the final.
And Brian, 2 final questions. One, you know, isn't it great to see the Donegal League and Inishowen League both in the semi-final stage? It shows how strong junior soccer is in Donegal.
Well, listen, you listen to a lot of people like about the junior leagues and that there, but a lot of people forget about the amount of work that's done at junior level, and I've been there myself with Killy Legs. And, you know, it's a hard ask, you know, because you're keeping the same thing going all the time, and, you know, the people put the work in and prepare the pitches and the clubs and the youth side of it and all that there, they deserve a lot of credit for a lot of the players who came through and come into this. So, as I say, it's massively important to the league to improve on the last number of years in the Oscar Tainer. I think we've done that. As I say, the cherry on the cake is if we can get through tomorrow, and hopefully the Inishowen get through theirs, it could be an all-Donegal final, but we're not really looking that far ahead. We're only kind of looking at tomorrow, and, you know, and hopefully the boys can put on performance and get the result. Be overly delighted, you know.
Yeah. And during the games to date, I mean, you've endured some pretty testing conditions on some pretty heavy, wet surfaces. Any idea at this stage what the playing surface will be like for the Clare League?
Well, it's our county ground down, and I think it's called Burra, or it's either Burra or Dura it's called, and it's a brand new pitch. It's floodlit. They actually asked us to be interested in playing tonight, but didn't suit with boys working. But as far as I understand it, for all their school boys and youth leagues all play there. And, you know, as I say, the Clare League's in a strong helm at the moment. Their youth league's actually in the semi-final today, so no more than ourselves, that they're playing on a wing of a breath as well. So it's going to be a good enough facility to play on, hopefully.
Great. Okay. And just in terms of team news, are you pretty much travelling with a full panel to choose from?
Well, we have. We omitted Christopher Sweeney from the squad on Monday. Paul McCauley replaced him. Mark Gallagher, the other keeper, is unavailable the weekend. So Paul McCauley comes in as cover to Joe Call. We had a couple of knocks over with Barney Lafferty. Glenn Gallagher received a pull through. They trained on Wednesday. And another two were Ryan Kilday and Philip White. But they have about a 60-40 chance of playing. So they're going to be assessed again in the morning. They're going to be a 50-50 test in the morning with Mickey and them, so, but we're hopeful we'll get them through, and if we do, we'll be one at full health then, hopefully.